Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family, and we welcome you once again. Thank you so much for joining us for Uplifting Us Weekly Thursday night Day After Win call. And like usual, we have a very good conversation tonight, a very good topic, and we will finish out the musical selection, Our Roots Begin in Africa, and then we will carry on with the topic and once again, family, we thank you so much for joining us on the call tonight. This is the Uplifting Us Weekly Thursday night Dare to Win call. And we have a very interesting topic that's vital to our well-being and our survival. And we're here every Thursday by telephone as well as by internet radio. And we're here to have a sober discussion about the economic and political plight of black people and the global cooperative economic model that provides an exact method of gaining economic and political self-determination. And the economics is absolutely vital. We must take control or we will forever be at the mercy of others. And in that journey, we've got to be, must be, well, spiritually, mentally, physically, and nutritionally well, and that's an achievement that we've still got to properly inform our people about the wellness. And the topic tonight is speaking of health naturally and unnaturally, which is a very serious subject because there's a lot of violations going on the unnatural side. And I'm Brother Thurman, and I'm a member of Us Lifting Us. And tonight, joining us is Sister Barbara Frank, and she's someone that's got some very good information to share with us, and we absolutely ask you to give us a few minutes and you participate in the conversation and you ask questions. And once again, we're heard by telephone and by internet radio. And anyone that, if there was any problems or by telephone, you can reach us by internet radio by going to www.usliftingus.com. That's usliftingus.com. And at the home, on the home page, you click on Ulu Radio. And when it changes to the next screen, you just look for it where it says Listen Live. You scroll down where it says Listen Live, and you can listen by internet radio. And once again, I'm Brother Thurman, Us Lifting Us member, and joining us on the telephone is Sister Barbara Frank. Sister Barbara, thank you so much for joining us and give greetings to the family.
Hi, everyone. I'm happy to be here and to share. So let's enjoy this evening.
Good. And Barbara, would you, you've got some good very good vital information to share with us tonight. But to start off, would you tell us something about your background of you getting involved in your specialty and what led you to do what you do, and tell us what is your specialty in terms of academic training and things along that line?
I have a website that gives a lot of information, and my bio is on there. It's BarbaraFrank222.com. So if they want more detailed information about me, they can go there and read my bio. And also I urge you to read the testimonials from people on there. Basically, I grew up with a family of people who were descended from slaves, who were very, very much into folk medicine. And my mother told me that one of the reasons they were so interested in having them is because of their knowledge of folk medicine. So that they helped the people who enslaved them to be well, and they wanted them for that purpose. So they have a very vast knowledge of herbs. My mother especially focused on avoiding toxic herbs and, you know, taking them correctly. They use essential oils and all of God's medicines from the earth. No, everything they use was natural. They use food to heal the body. And as a child growing up, I watched people come to my house to be treated and watch them get well. So I realized that this was like the basis of, you know, what they were doing, which was detoxing the body, killing parasites, fortifying the body with good food, cleaning the food correctly. And so that's what I teach people to do. So
wonderful.
I'm an internationally certified lymphologist, and I practice folk medicine, and I study continuously to make sure I'm up on, you know, the latest developments, and, you know, I use God's medicine to help people to restore themselves.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Family, she told us she uses God's medicine to help people restore themselves. So we're not here to make any bold claims, but we're telling you about what experiences, and Barbara will tell you about the experiences and things that have helped her. And along the way, family, so let's get started. Sister Barbara, since COVID, got a question for you. Since COVID, I talked to so many people who are fearing death by COVID. Do you have any ideas on how to survive it?
Well, I made a video on how I'm protecting myself from COVID, and they can find that on a Daily Motion, or, you know, maybe you can post it to your website. But basically, if COVID is a virus that, in all viruses that, you know, I use colloidal silver as the first sign of any cold or any flu or any food poisoning or any unwell feeling. because it kills 650 diseases plus, and it helps the body to be back to normal. When Jesus told people to go and bathe in the waters, it was discovered later that the waters had a high concentration of silver, gold, and copper, which are natural minerals. And so that's how they got healed. You know, when you bathe in the water, it goes in your ears, your mouth, and everything, you know, when you swim in it. So that water was how they got healed. Now we've polluted the earth so much that water doesn't exist anywhere on earth the way it did back then in the biblical times. So, you know, we have to clean our water up. And, you know, you can't go anywhere and bathe in a lake or stream that has that amount of minerals in it. So that's what I use.
Colloidal silver. And is that something that your company has available?
Yes, it's on my website, BarbaraFrank222.com. Okay. I have the most effective one, yes, that exists. It has monoatomic gold, copper, silver, and zinc in it.
Okay.
But COVID is not going anywhere. Yes?
You said that COVID is not going anywhere?
It's not going anywhere until we clean inside of the building. The germ that causes it, or the virus that causes it, can linger in the building for 9 days. So the CDC tells people to wipe down surfaces. They say that if someone that had COVID was in the building, that you should quarantine the building for 24 hours and wipe down surfaces, wipe down things that were touched. But that doesn't stop the virus from circulating in the air for 9 days. So if you go into that building and it's circulating in there, it can go into your eyes. You can have a mask on, but you can be infected by your eyes. And that's how people are getting infected. So until everyone cleans the building correctly, which I made a video on how to do that, the most effective way would be to ozone blast the building. That would sterilize the building completely. It would kill all germs so that the next day when people came in there, it would be clean and it would not be a contaminated space. I don't know if you noticed, but when you go into places, you can almost feel the germs in there. I mean, your eyes start itching. You know, you feel slightly ill, and you might just get ill going into that building. So, you know, we must clean inside the buildings if we want to get rid of this problem.
Okay. And when you talk about going in the buildings and your eyes itching and things along that line, what would you do before you go in the building and after you go in the building to minimize any risk to yourself?
Right. So what I do is immediately if my eyes start feeling strange like that, and which happens a lot when I go in buildings, I have a little bottle of colloidal silver in my purse. I put the 2 drops in my eyes and I put a dropper full in my mouth. And that seems to be very effective in killing, you know, keeping me well, I should say. That, you know, I haven't come down with COVID. And, you know, at the first sign of any sneeze, I just take a dropper full and it's gone.
Okay. And this colloidal silver, are there other uses that people have used it for that they have had health benefits? Any other uses?
As I said, it kills 650 diseases that have been documented. However, I also use it as a compress, like if you had a headache, if you dampen the paper towel with it and put it on your headache, it will relieve the headache within 5 minutes. I use it for pain. If I get pain, I just take a dropper full. I use it to clean things. You know, there are so many uses for it that, you know, I would never be without it. And I also use it as a control. Like if you had pain in your body or your leg or your arm, you can put it on a paper towel and just put it on there and wrap some press and seal and keep it in place, and it will relieve the pain.
Good. Family, you should be taking notes on this and make sure that, and we will make sure that you, before we end the call, to give you a full contact information and repeat the email address once again. Another question is, what do you believe is the number one thing killing people that they don't know about?
Well, the biggest secret is that parasites are killing everyone. Everyone is infected with parasites. The moment that your doctor or your nurse touches you with their bare hands as a baby, you get their parasites. So, you know, most people don't know about it, and it's the biggest kept secret that, you know, they cause every disease, arthritis, hip and knee replacement, that's parasites overgrowing in the hip and knee joint, eczema, all skin problems are caused by them, all kinds of aging caused by them, hair loss is caused by them, overweight, tiredness, every disease that you can think of is caused by them. So, and I know that because in 40 years of treating people, I detox them and they come back from all kinds of conditions. They just spring back just magically. So the things I use are organic and totally natural and purified so that it's not contaminating you. Almost everything on the market is allowed to have 50 colony-forming microbes in it that you eat or drink. So this is what the lab told me that tests my products, which don't have any parasites in them. So, you know, you have to start with something pure in order to get yourself healthy.
Yeah, I appreciate you emphasizing that your product has been lab tested to verify that it's pure and free of parasites. You talked about touching, shaking hands, holding hands, or how many other ways can the parasites get in the body? I assume your eyes. Is it in public places where you sit? Is that a risk for parasites?
Absolutely. So they can exist on surfaces. Some of them, the flu viruses, can go into a dormant state and exist there for 5 years until they fill a warm body, and then they activate. They make an enzyme that allows them to go into your porous skin, and they start living in you. They get into your bloodstream, and that's how you're getting sick. You can just touch a surface that has herpes on it and give yourself herpes by touching your eyes or lip or any of your mucous membranes. So, I mean, the food that we eat is picked by migrant workers who don't have a bathroom out there. So, I mean, and the farmers who raise, you know, apples and fruits, if that falls in on the ground where the cows are out there grazing and going to the bathroom, throw those away. They put them on top of the, you know, the basket of apples that have been collected. So you have to clean the raw foods correctly, and I teach people how to do that. You need to put them in a solution of baking soda and hydrogen peroxide with 1/2 cup of baking soda, 1/2 cup of 3% hydrogen peroxide to 1/4 of water that you were washing a head of lettuce. And when you do that, you're going to see this foam coming up. Those are dead parasites that you just zapped with that solution. So if you don't clean your raw foods correctly, every time you eat something raw, you're eating parasites. The chewing doesn't affect them. They, you know, they're so tiny, they go right into your system and they start growing there. So it's very important that we clean our raw foods correctly. People are grounding, which I see people that have all these sores on their legs and coming down with all these things from grounding. I don't recommend doing that, going barefoot. You can get the energy from the ground by just wearing leather shoes. You don't need to go barefoot because that's going to contaminate you. There's 10,000 parasites in every inch of soil. So when you go barefoot on that soil, those parasites are going to activate and go into the bottom of your feet, travel through your bloodstream, and start living on the organ that they, you know, live on, like if there was a lung fluke or a liver fluke or, you know, any kind of parasites which are in the soil, they're going to go into your body and start living in you and take down your health. And not to mention people have fur-bearing animals. The fur-bearing animal is always going to give you parasites. Cats carry a parasite that causes toxoplasmosis, which is a parasite that makes you want to commit suicide. So, you know, these are some of the ways that you, I mean, bedfellows, if you are being intimate with someone, you're going to get all their parasites when you kiss them. All of their diseases are in their mouth, ears, nose, and all their mucous membranes, their genitals. So that's how you can get them. Just sleeping in someone's bed, if they have tapeworms, then you're going to get it because the eggs are going to be in their bed. So there are many, many ways that we're getting these things, but, you know, I focus on getting rid of them.
Good, good. That's a very serious subject. And family members, we once again, I want to remind you, take notes. You're hearing some vital information right here, and we ask you to participate in the conversation. And we do have someone that, Sister Barbara, that wants to have a question, a comment. And caller with the last four numbers, 3440, 3440, please give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Greetings, Sister Barbara and Brother Thurman. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, good. Great. This is Brother Shabaka, and I'm calling from outside Miami, Florida, and a very interesting program. Sister Barbara, I wanted to ask you, because you talked about various germs and pathogens, parasites, and what have you. Is there anything or do you subscribe that a healthy immune system, in other words, our own bodies, is equipped when properly healthy, well, and spiritually attached, can resist some of the pathogen or germs floating around out there? What's your take on that? And I will listen off air. Thank you so much.
Sure. I think that a person that's healthy in the first place is going to be less ill from these pathogens than someone who is having, you know, illness and having a weak immune system. However, I think if someone with COVID sneezes in your face, that you're going to come down with it. You may not have it as bad as someone who didn't, but, you know, you're going to come down with it. And they're also, you know, discovering that people who are vaccinated are coming, you know, they believe that's how the different strains are coming, because they're mutating from the people that are vaccinated. So, you know, then now they are infecting other people with those germs. But there are some things that you can do that would protect you. As I said, I take colloidal silver at the first. If I sneeze, I'm taking a drop full of silver. And the one I have is made correctly, so it will not turn you gray. There are people out here that are making silver and putting salt in it. That's going to make you turn gray. That's not the correct way that it should be made. So, but that's what I suggest people to do, is at the very first sign of any illness, you take a dropper full of that. If you've been in a group of people, say you went out to dinner with your family and there were like six or so people there, then you take, you know, take a dropper full of silver after that or before that to protect yourself. You can also eat more fresh ginger. That's going to help you too. You can also eat more fresh garlic and turmeric. Green tea is very good for making your immune system stronger, and kefir also. So those are some of the things I tell people to do to, you know, make their immune system stronger.
All right. Thank you, Brother Shabaka, and thank you, Sister Barbara. Got another question. I have noticed many times after eating chicken, I felt a little sick. Do you have any recommendations of what would be making me sick?
Actually, you know, that when the COVID came, almost all the food processing companies in America were shut down because the people and the animals had COVID. So we have been getting a lot of our meat from different countries that don't have regulations like we have here. So it's still to this day, you know, our meat, and therefore I recommend to everyone that comes to me to not eat chicken at all, because we're getting chicken from China. They're feeding the chickens back their poop. which is not going to make that chicken a healthy chicken for you to eat. So there's been so many recalls on chicken, from listeria to E. coli to every kind of germ. I recommend that people just don't eat chicken. I mean, if you're a meat eater, you know, if you're going to eat meat, I recommend that you eat organic grass-fed turkey or beef, no pork whatsoever, ever, and that it needs to be very, very well done. So if you, you know, want to live for a longer time and be healthy, because the chicken is going to always cause a problem. Even when it's well done, you know, some of the germs, that, I mean, if it's been fed poop and, you know, lived on that, how can it be healthy for you?
Wow. And so the popular fast food chicken companies has been around for decades, that they don't have a safe, clean chicken?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Yeah. Family members, you got questions or comments, please just you can reach us at 929-477-2789, 929-477-2789, and questions even about things that we haven't even talked about. Another question, America is one of the few countries that is still committing genocide by fluoridating our water. Do you have any thoughts on that? Okay.
Well, yeah, science has proven that children who drink fluoridated water have a 7-point drop in their IQ. That's horrible. Fluoride is one of the many chemicals found in our drinking water that should not be there. Did you know that 24 million houses that were built before 1978 have lead pipes in them? And many of the buildings that were built before the 60s have lead paint. And so people are living in these and they're sick and they don't realize that their house is killing them. Lead is a known neurotoxin that causes cognitive and behavioral problems. So one of the builders who is a customer of mine told me that lead pipes were put in the black neighborhood deliberately to harm us. And I was horrified when he told me that. But other countries don't have, they don't put fluoride in their water. Austria, Denmark, Finland, Hungary, the Netherlands, Germany, none of them fluoridate their water. So why are we still doing it? It's a form of a depopulation or side because it slowly dissolves your bones and your organs. It slowly makes you weak. So avoid fluoridated water at all costs. You can go online, and most of the people who bottle water put fluoride in the water. So you want to avoid those waters because it's a deadly thing for you. It will just slowly kill you, and you don't want to pay to have yourself killed.
Wow. Ooh, that's powerful. You don't want to pay to have yourself killed. Wow. That's thank you. Family, you go ahead about buy water where?
No, I said you're buying the water and it's, you know, you're basically paying to have, you know, kill yourself. So, you know, make sure you get water that doesn't have fluoride in it.
That doesn't have fluoride in it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you aware of any brands that don't have it?
The Whole Foods Spring Water 365, the Evian, which is more expensive, and the Fiji Water. They don't have it. Also, they're selling an alkaline water that's a 9.5 pH, which is too high pH. Your water should be 7.2 or 3 pH.
Okay. Wow. Very good information. Very good information. Family, there's so much to talk about concerning our health and the subject of speaking of health naturally, which Sister Barbara is sharing so many good, vital information concerning the natural side, and but also making you aware of the unnatural side. And we've got to get free and get well. And she's got years and years of experience in dealing with these things and constantly speaking. Have you got a book that you have written?
Yes, my book is on my website. I recently updated it with new information. So they can go to my website, BarbaraFrank222.com, and they'll see my book there. And it's sold on Amazon, and I also have some copies that I sell.
Okay.
Also, the book was nominated for a Nobel Prize and a Pulitzer.
Yeah. What's the name of the book again?
How to Take 10 Years Off Your Face and Add 10 Years to Your Life Naturally.
Wow. How to Take 10 Years Off Your Face and How to Add 10
Years
to Your
Life Naturally. Yes.
Wow. Quite interesting. Family members, take note of what's being said here. Got another question. We're talking about wellness and food and things like that. What are the dangers of B12 deficiency for vegetarians?
I see so many people who are vegetarians who are not getting enough B12 and they're sick. B12 is one of the largest and most complex of all the vitamins, but it's found only in animal-based products and foods. Plants don't make it, so you must get it if you're a vegetarian. So many people make a conscious decision to avoid all foods, you know, that have animal products, but it's vital that they supplement their diets with this because it's such a very important vitamin. It's a water-soluble vitamin, but it's crucial to the brain and to your nervous system, and especially for developing babies in the mother. It's very crucial for red blood cell formation and for your DNA to function properly. And this vitamin is made exclusively in the guts of animals by a bacteria. So it then migrates from the gut to the muscles, and the higher predatory animals are the best sources, along with seafood and fish. So, you know, like you could find it in chicken, and you could find it in organic grass-fed beef. Turkey and organic grass-fed beef. The bioavailability of B12 can vary depending on where it came from, but about 50% of the B12 from meat and fish is absorbed into your bloodstream, so you're pretty safe that way. I would just recommend if you're going to eat that you cook it well done. So, but only about 9% of the B12 that's in eggs is bioavailable to you. And milk contains very little B12. But the symptoms of B12 deficiency are fatigue, depression, and anxiety, loss of appetite, pallor to the skin, numbness or tingling in the hands, poor memory. And the brain, your brain just won't function properly if you don't have it. You just won't be able to think right. So, you know, memory problems are associated with it, low mental processes, and it's a very important vitamin. I treat so many people that are vegetarians, and then, you know, when I find out that they're not getting that and I, you know, put them on it, it makes a huge difference. So when you are deficient in it, there's four stages. When your body is depleted, and this vitamin can take years, you know, for people to realize that they're deficient in it. So it really causes irreversible damage to the brain and nervous system if you don't get enough. So it's very, very important for babies, especially mothers, pregnant women, to get the B vitamins, all of them, or your child will have, and also protein. They need protein. The baby can't develop properly. I read in the Harvard Medical School, I subscribed to the Harvard Health Center, and they said that what causes people to be gay or trans or whatever is that the mother did not have a proper diet and did not have proper nourishment and that caused that to happen. That made more sense to me, and I still, you know, feel for those people that have to suffer with that. But the B12 deficiency is very serious, so you need to make sure you're getting that.
Wow, that's thank you so much for that. That is serious information for vegetarians and family. Take note of that, because I know we got some family members that are vegetarians and vegans, and that's a very serious matter that you just spoke about. And family members, we want you to participate in the conversation by taking notes, but also you can call in with questions or comments concerning other health issues that have not been talked about. And Sister Barbara, in your protocol, you've dealt with people with many, many issues in cancerous kind of diseases included. Is that right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. And the reason I ask you that is just to make the listening audience aware that you have dealt with some very serious health issues successfully in helping the people. There's so many areas. Tell me, when it comes to tooth care, what kind of protocols, what kind of issues concerning the mouth, the teeth, the gums have you helped people with?
I generally refer people to a tooth expert that, you know, has helped me with my teeth, and I work with her. But, you know, I suggest that people use a non-fluoride toothpaste, because the fluoride is going into your system, even in your mouth if you're brushing with it. Rinse your mouth with peroxide after eating if you can't brush. And then drink water, because the peroxide can erode your enamel, but it will also kill a lot of germs that can lead to tooth decay. Those are some of the things that I recommend. Try to brush or try to clean your mouth out after eating so that the food won't, start rotting in your mouth.
Oh, good, good. And family, did you heard what she said about the peroxide and the use of it, but how it can erode the, you said it can erode the enamel on the teeth if you don't rinse it out?
Yeah, but you should, like if I'm out and I ate something and I keep peroxide in my purse, I'm pretty health conscious. So I would spray it in my mouth and then, drink some water. That would take out, the excess. But then, I would swish it around in my mouth and take out excess food particles that might have been left over, get that out, and then drink water. So that would take the peroxide off of my teeth.
Okay.
But the point is not to leave the peroxide on in your mouth, but to, follow it with something.
Okay. Good. Earlier, you had mentioned a little bit about cats and dogs. Is there some serious health risk and even illnesses that's the result of people that now is on the increase, that more than ever people are licking and kissing dogs? What kind of effects is that having?
Well, almost all the people that I've seen that had pets, they all have Lyme disease. I mean, Lyme disease is another epidemic in our society. So you're getting it from your fur-bearing animals. If a mosquito has bitten you, you're going to have Lyme disease. I mean, you may not have an extreme case of it. The more mosquito bites you get, the more Lyme disease. They also inject heartworms into you. So, Lyme disease is another serious condition that is very hard to diagnose, and many, many people are walking around with it and they don't know it, and it makes you very tired, very disoriented. It really affects the mind, and it's deadly. It will kill you, and before it kills you, though, it makes you go insane. So that's something that's really, really serious in our society that is not even talked about. And you know, if it needs to be addressed. So I have a protocol for Lyme disease that I give people just because I know that everyone has it. It's impossible to, you know, if you've been bitten by a mosquito, they inject, you know, when they're getting your blood for their eggs, they also release their blood, which they've been biting wild animals and all kinds of, you know, disgusting creatures, and that blood then goes into your blood, and you're getting a lot of microbes there. So, you know, people should treat themselves for Lyme disease. And it's very simple.
Okay. And that's something you can help the people with.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So many people with Lyme disease have told me that. Yes?
Yes, go right ahead.
No, many people with Lyme disease have told me that my protocol was the only thing that helped them, and they had spent so much money trying to get rid of it, and that, you know, the other things just didn't work.
Okay. You had did you say earlier that you've been doing what you do and helping people for 40 years?
Yes.
Okay. And I just want to emphasize it because that says a lot. Now, when you were talking about Lyme disease and talking about pets, when you help the people to get cleaned up from the Lyme disease, in terms of people having pets in the house and crawling around in the house and sleeping with them, are they at risk of getting Lyme disease all over again unless they take a different approach, such as having animals outside?
They're going to get Lyme disease again from their pets because their pets are going outside and, you know, fleas and ticks are going to get on them. They're going to bite them. Mosquitoes are going to bite them and putting it in them as well. And so I tell them, you know, when your dog or cat dies, just don't get another one. And, you know, clean your house so that you can get well. So I'm
okay.
Not against pets. I know that people love their animals. But, you know, my first priority is health. So I just do what's prudent to stay healthy.
Well, she said first priority is health and your self-health, the health of yourself. And family members, you can join the conversation with your questions or comments about whatever was talked about in any other areas at 929-477-2789. 929-477-2789, and you press the number 1 on your telephone keypad if you've got questions or comments. And we still got a few minutes for more questions or comments. Is the tapeworm, is that a type of a parasite, and what effects and what parts of the body does it cause problems for?
A tapeworm will attach to your large intestine. It will make noises. Digestion is silent. So if your stomach is growling, more than likely you have a tapeworm. You can feel the tapeworm by running your hand under your rib, and under there is your large intestine, and it feels like a butter bean under there. So they are robbing you of your nutrients. They get their nutrients from, they put it attached to a sucker on your large intestine, and then they just suck your nutrients from the food you eat. So when they're when you haven't eaten for a while, they start making noise, like to let you know they're hungry. So your stomach will start making loud noises. That's the tapeworm. And I've had people tell me they had, you know, all kinds of, you know, from 1 foot to 20 feet tapeworms come out of them. I had someone tell me that she was taking a milk bath and tapeworm came out for the milk in the tub with her. She said, you know, it scared her to death.
Ooh.
So, but they're very common. You get them from eating raw vegetables that are not cleaned correctly. You know, the animals that are nibbling on our food, they're going to the bathroom. They're full of tapeworms and all kinds of parasites. So if you don't clean the raw food correctly, then you're going to pick up a tapeworm. I recommend not to eat a salad in a restaurant because they all use that triple washed lettuce, which I think they wash in toilet water. Because when I washed it, all this foam rose out of it, which means parasites have been zapped. And they're very easy to pick up. They cause stomach to be protruding. As they grow, they can cause you to explode inside. They can cause death. So, you know, detoxing is the way to go to get rid of them. So I have a complete detox protocol that is very inexpensive and that would change your life if you detox like this.
Yes. And you mentioned the triple washed vegetables. And from your knowledge, we would be very wise to wash them ourselves with a proper cleaning solution.
Right. That's right.
Okay. Can't depend on the label that says it's triple washed, and that means that doesn't mean that it's free of parasites and other things.
Yeah, absolutely. It's full of parasites. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. Family members, once again, you've got the opportunity. Sister Barbara Frank is here, and she's bringing us some very vital information. And the topic is speaking of health naturally and unnaturally. And she's been feeding us some very good information on the natural ways and the fact that she's got lots of experience in helping people with many, many health issues, and you've got the opportunity to speak to her with your questions or comments, and we thank you that you're taking notes, but please make sure that you take advantage of this opportunity to with your questions or comments, because wellness is a very serious matter. And Sister Barbara, would you make sure that at this point of the hour to give any contact information that you want to give to the people?
Yes, my phone number is 301-222-7937. My website is barbarafrank222.com, and you can explore there. There's a lot of videos there and testimonials from people, and my bio is there, the full bio of you know, me, if you want to know more about me. If you have questions, you can call me or you can email me, barbara_20815@hotmail.com, and I'll be happy to answer your questions.
Okay, good. And you are doing consultations and you can recommend a protocol for people to follow and to help them to heal.
Yes, I do telephone consultations. Basically, I need to know what you're eating. Many people are eating toxic foods that they don't know about, like beans, things like that are very toxic for you. Oatmeal, very toxic. And then I need to know what you know, herbs and things you're taking. Many people are taking toxic herbs that they don't know are toxic. And then I need to know your activities so I can see if you're harming yourself there, and what your symptoms and what you've been diagnosed with, and that way I can give them a protocol that will help them to be much better than where they are. Most people recover from things.
Good. And when you were talking about food, and you mentioned beans. Tell us about beans, because many people wouldn't be aware of that there's a problem with it. Tell us about beans, or what type of beans.
All beans are toxic, as well as cashew nuts. They have high levels of lectins, which is plant poison. The plant makes a poison so that it won't be eaten. And so if you eat large amounts of these toxic foods, the lectins actually put holes in your stomach and cause leaky gut syndrome. As well as they have phytates, which interfere with the functioning of your pancreas. So you don't want to eat things like that. Oats, all the oats have Roundup in them. Even the organic ones have been found to have it, as well as oats lead to dementia. Oats turn to sugar in your body. They also have a high amount of lectins, which, you know, can put holes in your stomach. So you don't want to eat those foods. So when people, you know, consult with me, I give them a list of safe foods. And I give them a document how to clean your house, your bed, how to detox your body, so they can, you know, have every advantage of getting healthy.
Wow. Wow. You're bringing some information tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So family members, once again, 929-477-2789. Is there any other you have over the years helped people with many issues and also on the radio programs that you've done? Any other issues that is something that you want to talk about tonight with the time that we have left?
Well, I hope that, you know, this will help some people who are out here wondering about, you know, the COVID situation, give them a better idea of what they can do to save themselves from it. And I hope to, you know, that some of the people that are here listening will reach out and, you know, ask questions that I hopefully will give them some information that they didn't know before that could help them.
Okay. When you you mentioned foods that people should eat that's nourishing and it doesn't create a problem. What kind of give us some examples of what kind of foods would those be? Would that be
Organic eggs, which is a complete food that has, you know, a lot of vitamins and minerals, amino acids that you need. That's a very good food to eat. Bananas, broccoli, avocados, very good. So if they're eating a balanced meal, that helps their body to be balanced. A balanced meal would be something that would be like a scoop of guacamole, which has enzymes and vitamins and minerals in it, fiber, and put a lot of lemon and garlic in the guacamole so that that makes it like a medicine, because the lemon and garlic are like medicines for you. So a balanced meal would be a scoop of guacamole, like two eggs, maybe poached eggs, and a glass of juice. That would be balanced.
Okay.
Or a soup
with
that meal. A balanced meal would be like a scoop of guacamole and two eggs and a soup or, you know, a glass of juiced vegetable.
You said a glass of juiced vegetables?
Yeah, that could be a balanced meal.
Okay. And when you said juiced vegetables, what type of vegetables would you be juicing?
Celery. Or a celery and an apple, that would be also balanced. So
okay.
I would scrub the celery, you know, with the vegetable brush and then soak it in the peroxide and then juice it.
Okay. Okay. Well, family members, we still have a few minutes if you have questions or comments. And we thank you so much for joining us. We're here every Thursday, and this is Thursday night Dare to Win call with Us Lifting Us. And as I had said earlier, we must take control of the economics of our community. And if we don't do it, we'll be forever at the mercy of others. And make sure that if you have not done so and you're new to Us Lifting Us and joining this call, that you go to the website, usliftingus.com, and review the information there. And if you got further questions, you can contact us at info@usliftingus.com, info@usliftingus.com, and also at the website, you would actually be able to leave your contact information and get further information for those that see the necessity for us to pool our resources economically and build our own economies. And you could sign up and apply for membership in Us Lifting Us. And it is an application process because you apply and you have to be accepted. You're just not an automatic thing. And in the last few minutes, Sister Barbara, any other issues that you want to talk about that you haven't mentioned or bring some further clarity on?
I think that another thing that people are missing is that they're not getting enough sunshine. So you can take vitamin D all you want, but until you get sunshine on your body, you will not get vitamin D. So vitamin D is very, very important. It's a hormone-like vitamin that helps us to stay healthy. So we really need that. And, you know, now that we don't have as much sun and it gets dark at 4:30, you need sun. So you need to get as much sun as you can on your body. It will help you to stay healthier.
That's good. That's good. I love that. You're so right. And so should it be on your total body?
You're going to get it most effectively where it helps your digestion and helps your food, you know, to be assimilated if you get 5 minutes of sun a day in your eyes. But it also helps your body to make vitamin D if you get it on your body as well. Like you were just, you know, sitting in the sun, you would still get it. But it's going to be more effective to get 5 minutes a day in your eyes. So what I do is I have sunlight in all my light fixtures. And I work right in the window that gets the sun so that I can have the sun.
Oh, okay. Okay. And you mentioned the sunlight getting it in your eyes. Are you familiar with sun gazing? Is that something that's beneficial?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. We're just like flowers. We need the sun just like they do.
Oh, okay. I like the way you said that. Just like flowers, we need the sun. That is good.
Flowers and they don't get it.
Yes. All right, family members, you got any last questions or comments before the few minutes run out? Barbara Frank has answered and brought forth a lot of very good information, vital information. And once again, Sister Barbara, would you tell the listening audience once again how they can contact you?
My website is BarbaraFrank222.com, and my email is Barbara_20815@hotmail.com, and my phone number is 301-222-7937. If you have questions or want to give me feedback about this, I'll be happy to talk to you.
Right. And on your website, you had talked about the colloidal silver, but on your website, you have other products. Is that right?
Yes. There we have other organic products. All the products are organic, yeah.
Okay. All right. Family members, this has been a very good call with very vital, life-giving, life-saving information. Speaking of health naturally and unnaturally. And Sister Barbara, we thank you so much. And the listening audience has been taking notes and being quiet. I know that they all are giving you a great big applause for this vital information. And I certainly would urge them, as I have known you for a long time, to contact you. And my mother and her sister both, I have brought them to you. And they always got good words to say about you and their experience in you helping them. And family members, we're here every Thursday, Dad to Win call from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll be back next week and at the same time. And once again, Sister Barbara, we thank you so much for bringing this vital information, and we look forward to a time that we would have you back on the call once again. And take care, family, and rest well.